Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
Welcome to the Supercoach Co-Captains Podcast.
Hello and welcome to a very chaotic edition of the Supercoach Co-Captains Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Dano, and with me, as always, this time is the very unprepared Paddo. Welcome, Paddo.
Yes. Hello, Dano. Hello, listeners. For those that didn't hear, I am in Perth this week visiting this lovely state and, yeah, no run sheet. We're rolling with it. I've been in the sun all day at Rottnest Island, meeting some quokkas, and we're unprepared for this episode. So bear with us. It might be a bit crazy. This might be the best episode of the year, don't know. It might be the worst, but let's roll.
I think it's probably going to be the worst, but let's see where it goes. So, Paddo, can you kick us off with our group winner? Who was it? What's their name? How much they score? Who the fuck did they have?
Yeah, the group winner this week was Josh's team, Farquhar, which is just a brilliant team name. Scored 2,450, which is pretty low for this time of year, but just goes to show what sort of week we had in Supercoach, which we'll get into. James Sicily in defense, a nice POD there, scoring the 142. Lockie Whitfield and Harry Shears were the other tons in that line. Other than that, he had a Houston. Don't know what the problem was there, but 59 against St Kilda is very low. But anyway, had Disco Dacos as captain, just like I did. Bontempelli, geez, he should not train every week because he's just dropping 150s every week without training. Yeah. Sam Walsh with a 148 against the terrible Tigers, of course. Got the Port Adelaide duo in Butters and Rosie, like most people should. Will Day, nice POD. I like seeing that in mids. Lloyd Meek in ruck. This guy has to be a Hawthorn fan, by the way.
Yeah.
So Lloyd Meek, 145. Dylan Moore in forward line, 136. Isaac Rankin did well. Sam Flanders, of course. Yeah. Dane Zorko. So considering the week we've had, Josh has had a ripper there. So fuck you all. He won this week.
Yep. Injuries and suspensions. I got fucking nothing, Paddo. Like, we are so unprepared for this episode.
So I got a couple off the top of my head. So James Sicily left the field with another dislocated shoulder. Couldn't tell you whether it's the same shoulder or whether it's a different one, but just cause for concern. He did leave the ground early. I don't think he came back on, but they were up by a fair bit. So watch this space if you are a James Sicily owner, Josh. Tom De Koning got rested because they played Richmond. So don't stress if you own him. I actually had him in AFL Fantasy, but he was a trade-in, so I could easily just sideways him to someone else. And I went with the big Nan Curvis, who did well. Other than that, I feel like there was someone else that got injured that was rather super coach relevant, but I didn't catch a lot of footy this weekend, Dana.
That's fair enough, Paddo.
Anyway. Oh, Josh Kelly, 45 weeks. Not super coach relevant, but could be Tom Green relevant. History kind of showed that Tom Green's shit patch was when Kelly was out of the team, and how much of that is a coincidence, we'll see. Zach Fisher was subbed out with a bit of corky, so we're hoping he gets to score 80 for us again.
Was he subbed out with a corky or was it tactical? Because when he got subbed, it said tactical.
Yeah, I think that was just them putting the paperwork in, but they've since come out and said that he got a corky and he was a bit sore and he was limping around a little bit, so that's why they just took him out for some fresher legs. And I think they almost came back again, Dana. Dustin Martin did his back to too much carrying his teammates for the last 10 years. So, we'll see what happens there. Not really anything much relevant, I don't think, Dana.
Nah. And look, I know many are running low on trades, so this next bit's probably not going to be too applicable to them, but we're going to go with rookies, Paddo, and I'm just going to go from the ones that scored the highest and go down from there. So Lawson Humphreys, 117K defender / mid, debuted for Geelong and scored a fat as 91, Paddo. So a little downgrade DPP option there, but I'd probably wait a week with that one. Your thoughts?
Yeah, definitely wait a week. He only had 15 touches for that 91, so it's a bit of a weird one. There's also two better options that are on the bubble this week in defense anyway. So unless you need the DPP, I feel like you look at one of the other two boys that are on the bubble.
Yep. We mentioned him a few weeks ago. Braydon Campbell's actually starting to run out games and not be the sub. So he got a 67. So he's gone up to 190K, but he's actually dropped $195,000. Like,
He was a sub again, though, wasn't he? He just got subbed on pretty early.
yeah, that's true. Yeah, just random. I hope he pulls it together. Josh Sinn played his fourth game of the season for a 65, Paddo. 191K or 192,
Yep,
really.
-4 break even.
Yep. Nathan Kruger played his third game for a 64. He's played, technically, it's not three in a row. Can we call it three in a row, Paddo?
I think we
There was a
call it
buy in
two in a
there.
row because there was a week off there.
Yeah, that was a buy in there. That means he's due to be injured this week. Fuck. In training.
Well, it lasted.
he's 176K. Yeah, I'm just gonna skip a couple of these. Oh, one of the things that people are complaining about is Melbourne trialing kids as the sub and then not
Nah,
playing.
fuck Melbourne. Fuck Simon Goodman.
Yep. Here's an interesting one, Pato. With a solid average of 33.9, Gary Rowan, 195K.
No. So the two obvious ones for me are Ari Schoenmaker and Logan Evans, both on the bubble,
Yep,
both
correct.
available as defenders. So Schoenmaker is 117K, Logan Evans is your 102K.
Both defender only, though.
I wouldn't suggest sidewaysing an injured defender rookie if you've got two on your bench like I do, but maybe you need to cover, so maybe you just bite the bullet and you maybe people are in the mode where they're just going to say fuck it and use their last two trades and just hope for the best. But
What about Jacob Blight, Pato? What's he like?
did a good job on whoever he played on, but I didn't even catch this game down. I was flying into Western Australia, so didn't catch the game. Seems like he might be playing more of a lockdown than intercept, which is a little bit frustrating, but I think he'll find his feet. They did move Noah Bolter forward as well, so they did accommodate for Jacob Blight. Another defender only, though, and I think Evans is probably the better option of those two.
Yep. Okay. So, what we'll do now is go into some random POD primos, Pato, because fuck life.
Yeah, let's find some
so,
PODs for people.
yeah, some sexy ass PODs. So, the first one, Jack Sinclair, Pato.
Yeah, he's number one, two, and three.
Oh, yeah, fucking hell. Jesus Christ.
Said at the start of the round, if I don't cop any injuries for this round, I might look at Jack Steele to Jack Sinclair. I had 77K in the bank or something like that. Because Sinclair went so nuts on the weekend, he's now priced out. So
Yeah, he went up
happy days.
42K.
Yep, he did, and Jack Steele went down.
Yeah, so Jack
But
Sinclair is 624K, so you're paying up for that guy.
yep, averaging 108.5, which puts him fifth out of all defenders all of a sudden. Three round average of 142, five round average of 125, and
Yep.
plays a lot of games at Marvel to end the year, which he has a really good record at. May cop James Jordan this weekend, though, Dano. So just one to keep an eye on. I don't think there's anyone else from St Kilda that's worthy of putting a lockdown on. So I feel like he may get that this week. But with a break even of 79, he might still hit that.
Yep. James Sicily is the next one, 579K. Although he doesn't have the greatest history against Geelong, who he plays this week. I think he gets held a bit more accountable, but he did get the big 142 last round, and he's got a 3 round average of 129 and a 5 round of 118. So.
I think with that shoulder, I don't think you can go there. I think he usually matches up on Jeremy Cameron, which is just because it shows how dangerous Cameron is, and they don't really have a suitable option to go with him. So it's usually Sicily. But yeah, I wouldn't be touching this just with the shoulder.
Now, Paddo, Lockie Whitfield.
Yeah.
Lockie Whitfield. I know you don't like it. 554K.
No, 15%. So it's not enough in POD territory for mine.
Considering you got like Sheasel in 60% and you got fucking Houston in 26% and whatnot, I think.
What about a bloke?
15.5 is pretty solid.
What about a bloke that's in 1% of teams, has a 3-round average of 113 and a 5-round average of 107?
You thinking Mitchie Hinge?
I am.
See, with Mitchie Hinge, he's the most erratic Supercoach scorer ever. And he has a really nice role. He has a really nice role, but I guess he's stringing it together. But last time he had a three-game ton run, and then he went a three-game sub-tons. So,
but Nick Blakey's been on a bit of a tear lately as well. 7% ownership.
Yep.
Speaking of erratic scorers.
We might have a look at another couple more. Jeremy McGovern is still priced really fucking good, Paddo, at 548K, 7.9% of teams.
Yeah, I can't get excited about this. I know his scoring's been great, but no.
His scoring's not just been great, it's been fucking brilliant. And he historically plays well against Melbourne and Brisbane.
Yeah, not for me. I've said this all year.
Yep, okay, fair enough. I can't really think of any others other than Ed Richards.
Yeah, Ed Richards is a nice one, I think, if you are in the market. 2% ownership, 539K, break even of 78. Treloar got tagged on the weekend, Dano, which is an interesting one. But since his midfield change, he's gone 163, 118, 77 against the Swans, 115 and 116. So really, really good scoring there. Obviously, 539K is still a really good price. As I quickly just check, yeah, so Jack Steele's about the same price, and I think he'll score a lot more than that.
We'll move on to midfielders anyway, Paddo. So going through the midfielders, Josh Dunkley, 7.8% owned, got a big 143 on the weekend, 126 three-round average, 116 five-round average at a juicy price of 592K. His break-even is a nice 52, so if you're going to jump on, you're going to have to jump on now.
Yeah, proven big scorer as well. So I like Dunkley. I think Neil is starting to get a bit of attention there, so that really frees up Dunkley. And Brisbane are starting to get some form as well. They need to win games if they want to cement finals. It is so close in the middle of the ladder there, which means likely close games, and they're going to need to work on percentage and stuff as well. So I really like targeting one of the Brisbane mids, and Dunkley is the POD there in just 8% of teams.
Yep. Your boy James Robum got another ton or 100-plus score on the weekend.
He did.
He's 538K, and he literally went up that 38K. So he's in 1.6% of teams.
I still have concerns about what happens when Mills is back. They've listed him as a week again.
I think they always will. It's dodgy as fuck.
Yeah, but whenever he's back, I have worries. Surely they don't move Robottom out. He's playing a really good defensive role every week, playing that as that accountable midfielder to help free up the Warners and Heaneys of the world. So I can't see that role changing, to be honest, Dano. So at 538, it's a nice POD, under 2% owned.
Yep. Will Day, 581K, 104 last round in just 2.6% of teams. Has that 114 three-round average and a five-round average of 113. So just the way he's playing at the moment is just really fucking good.
Yeah, he's on a bit of the expensive side, but the run home is really good, starting with Geelong this week, who have been bleeding points inside mids. And then Freo, again, who have been bleeding points inside mids, and Collingwood, who have also been doing the same. So it's a really good run. He's had a bit of injury issues the last few years, but a nice POD, under 3% owned.
Now, again, Paddo, I think I'm going to ask this question again. Is Rory Laird back? Because he's 545K on the dot, and he got a 113, and his three-round average is 113.3, five-round of 110. And he is in POD territory, 6.4%.
He is. And he's back playing off the halfback line, which is actually beneficial for him. So, oh, actually, I lie. He played 71% midfield
Yeah,
on the
I was
weekend.
wondering what the fuck you're on about there.
But how much of that was because Dawson got tagged?
Doesn't matter. Man's back, surely, surely.
Yeah, so I worry about Adelaide just because of where they're at.
Yeah, fair. I'm not going to mention Tim Taranto.
Why? He was on about 70 odd at half time.
He finished on 95.
Yeah, he got tagged in the second half.
Yeah, so he's gone. One to keep an eye on is Zachy Merritt. He got a 78, so he's dropped. Well, he actually went up $600.
Yeah, we've got an early little preview as to who might get another mention later on in the potty. 5% ownership, Dano. Noah Anderson dropped a 140 on the weekend against Collingwood. Plays North now, Melbourne this week, and I don't think he gets the tag.
Now, with Noah Anderson, I think we were saying that he's just part of the flat track bully brigade, but he's actually got a 149 against Geelong, a 150 against Essendon,
140 against Collingwood. 140
against Collingwood.
Yep. So yeah, it's literally just dependent on tag versus no tag.
He's got North this week.
He does. He averages 103 against, but Will Phillips has been tagging. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I still like the run home.
Yeah. Lachie Neal, 13.3%, got a 114, 601K, 602.
Yeah, it doesn't excite me.
Not much excites you, Paddo.
Very true.
I'm just having a quick squiz here.
Patrick Cripps is an interesting VOD.
Well, Jai Newcombe has kind of hit form, but at the same time, you look at who he's played, 110 against Adelaide, 122 against Richmond, 105 against West Coast. So, yeah, Paddy Cripps.
Yeah, 6% owned, 108 average, 106 three-round, 144 on the weekend.
The only problem with him is this is his run since round 10. So, round 10, 83, then 131, 103, 75, 99, 144. And the 144 was against Richmond. That's the issue with him. Yeah, didn't realise Zachy Butters is actually probably the cheapest he's going to be.
You would think so.
He
has a pretty nice matchup this week as well.
And then he also has an even better matchup in 2 weeks.
Yep, 100%. So if for whatever reason you don't have him, I think you need to get him. He's only 36% owned, which is pretty crazy, Dana.
Yeah, I do not have him. And I'm eyeing him off.
I think if you've got enough trades and you're sitting on a Jack Steele type, I think it's pretty easy to go Steele to Butters.
Yeah, unless you're like me and you've got Rosie and Jason Horne-Francis and you don't want a third fucking... You don't want all of them. Tell us who the DPPs are, you fuckers. Who's in line? Is Jason Horne-Francis in line for forward status? Because if he's not, I'm trading the motherfucker. Anyway, rant over. Ruckline, Paddo.
I think the ruck line's pretty easy. If you've got Gawn, Grundy, Cherry, I think you're pretty happy. If you've got Tim DeConing. English like I do, you are banging your head against a wall. If you've got Tom DeConing, you're probably frustrated but still pretty happy as a nice matchup this weekend. Dano, coming off a rest.
He's 3-round average of 154.
And a really nice run home too.
I don't think you can complain too much if you're a Tom DeConing owner because he literally... Like, if you got a 3-round average of 154, he can literally play for 2 weeks and score the same amount as someone in three. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll move on from the ruck line then. Forwards. So, everyone's got the same fucking vanilla picks. So, all of the articles are talking about Jai Caldwell, averaging 112.
See, I see it, but Parrish is going to come back. And that will directly affect Caldwell's scoring.
Isaac Rankin is only in 9.8% of teams, Paddo. And that, I'm trying to find a way to bring this fucker in.
Didn't he have most of his 121 points that he scored on the weekend in the first half?
Probably, but I don't give a fuck because it's what you score at the end that counts.
So I think he was on 100 odd at half time and they swapped the tag onto him and he didn't do too well in the second half. But how many teams are really going to bother tagging against Adelaide? Probably not many.
The damage was already done.
Yeah. Charlie Combin's averaging 101 since I traded him out.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, Dylan Morris continued his really roller coaster scoring. He'll give you a big score every few weeks. That's just the volatile nature of the forward line this year, but has a few nice games in a row here. Geelong, Freo, Collingwood, Adelaide, which is really nice. And, of course, closes the year off with Richmond and North Melbourne. So,
Messaging Paddo when he wasn't watching the footy, and I go, I bet you you're jizzing over Cozzy Pickett. And then Paddo's like, what? And then he goes, holy fuck.
Yeah, that was first quarter. I think, Dan, I was waiting for my basketball game to start, and it was pretty happy because I saw Pickett doing well. But then I saw Clayton Oliver doing well, who I traded out. So it's happy then sad. But no, I think Cozzy Pickett is a nice option at 390K.
0.8% of teams owned.
Yeah, break even of 40 and plays the Eagles this week, who averages 71 against, which doesn't sound high. But you take away the 31 and he's got a 3-round against them of around 95, which is good. Melbourne need to win games as well, so they should be pretty hungry to demolish the Eagles, who do not like being away from Perth.
Yeah. I'm just wanting to bring up Justin McInerney again, just because he's not screaming pick me, but since like round 11, 94, 107, 95, then he got a 75 against the Giants, but then went back to a 92 against Freo. And he just plays everywhere. He literally played every part of the ground.
Yeah, it's a no for me. I think if you're looking someone this left field, why don't you just go Cozzy Pickett for cheaper?
Yeah, true.
And has the ceiling games.
True that. As I yawn.
Are we putting a line through Jeremy Cameron, Dano, with him playing a bit closer to goal?
We knew that the scoring would be up and down.
I got one for you, Dano.
Yeah? You're going to say...
In just 227 teams.
Ooh, who?
Which is 0.1%.
Ooh.
Had a role change on the weekend.
Ooh.
So... Rory Lobb was moved into defence and scored a 96. 351K.
Yuck. Yeah, no,
just putting it out there.
No, I'm not liking that. If you started Ollie Dempsey, he's turned into a little bit of a keeper.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably better than my F6.
Oh, fucking Shay. Can Shay Bolton actually do something?
Please.
Ugh. Yuck.
I'm watching him in action this weekend, so I'll tell him to pull his fucking finger out.
Well, he's back in front of his home crowd.
Yeah, he usually does well over here, so hopefully he turns it on for me.
Hoping Joe Richards doesn't start a sub again. And, can we just randomly just keep this in our thoughts, our minds, whatever. Sean Manor on the bubble. What was it, like 21 disposals, 6 goals?
Yeah, took the piss at VFL level, so hopefully
And the other one was Mitch Hardy continues to just get 30-plus disposals every fucking game in the VFL, but not only that, be fucking damaging with him. He's probably leading the VFL's best and fairest. I can't remember what the award's called for the VFL.
Delhi... No, that's not. That's the NRL.
That's NRL. Wrong code.
Been a long day.
You're not even in fucking New South Wales or Queensland.
No.
Oh, shit. But yeah, he's probably leading that at the moment. And Geelong need to... Like, obviously, they've played really well on the weekend, so as a team. But I think they need to strongly consider both Manor and Hardy. So keep them in mind, because both are quite cheap. And one's a mid-forward on the bubble.
Yep. Manor's a mid-forward on the bubble.
Yes, correct. Mitch Hardy's just a mid. So we got no listener questions because we didn't do a throw out to the listeners.
Yeah, that's my bad.
That's all good. But I'll just
if you do have any questions, hit us up with a DM on Facebook or either of our exes, and we'll get to it in that.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we're not called the Supercoach Co-Captains for nothing, Paddo, because every week we give our listeners VC and C options to set their team apart from the rest. As we enter into round 17, at the end of this round, DPP changes will occur. Hurry up and get out an article as to who's close, Herald Sun. Come on, Tim Mitchell. Anyway, Friday, Collingwood versus Essendon, 6th versus 4th.
I think there's two really... really great options in this game, Dano.
Dacos and Merritt.
Yes. So Dacos in his last two against Essendon have scored 128 and 145. So obviously pretty nice there. Both of those were Anzac games, of course, but just as much to play for in this one. And Zachy Merritt has averaged about 125 against him in the last three. Averages 101 against Collingwood in 15 games in his career. So really, really nice. But his last three, which has been since McRae took over, is 127, 133, and 123. Typically a team that doesn't really tag a lot either. So I think Merritt could get off the chain. I think if one of them were a chance to get tagged, it would be Dacos, even though he's pretty hard to tag. I'm leaning towards Merritt myself this week just to get it out of the way on the Friday.
Yeah, fair enough. Just to fire a rocket up him, Ridley, fucking do something.
Oh, I apologize if anyone brought him in.
I did. I traded Nick Martin to him as this fucking dog is wrestling with my foot. Sorry, listeners. I'm dog sitting my mate's dog, and he was bashing on the door to try and come in, and now he's being a douche. So
yeah, anyway. In the 2 weeks since I've had Jordan Ridley, I've got 84 and 63 out of him, which is
same.
Not anywhere near what I've wanted. So I'm really hoping he does bounce back against the Pies.
Yeah, same. Saturday, we got North Melbourne versus the Gold Coast Suns. I almost did.
Wowee.
That was so close. Oh, shit.
Do we see the run end this weekend, Dana?
The run?
I think Flanders might get tagged.
Yeah, well, they can't.
He's back playing midfield.
I'm just saying, North Melbourne, $2.97 when the Suns can't win away from home.
Gamble responsibly. So 87% CBAs on the weekend, with Tuke Miller dropping to 32%. So he's been the damaging one lately. So Will Phillips could go to Flanders and end his 100 run. So I would be avoiding him personally.
Yep. Not sure who else to go with, to be honest. LDU?
I don't mind LDU at Marvel.
Harry Sheasel? Yeah. And I'm banking on if North do win, Sheasel's going big.
Yeah, I'd say so too. And hopefully Fisher has a bounce back game as well.
Yeah. And I just reckon it's going to happen.
Nick Larky.
Suns. Oh, fuck.
Tristan Cherry.
I don't know why I reacted like that. It sounded like I orgasmed. with the Suns, they look like the fucking best team in the comp at home, and then they look like 18th away.
What I don't understand, Dano, is how they put two games on at the same time but leave Thursday night free.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me.
Fucking morons. But anyway.
Yeah, because the game that's on at the same time is Port Adelaide versus the Western Bulldogs. So you got in that one.
So I like English as a POD option here. I don't think too many people will think about it. But with Jordan Sweet rucking, he has been conceding kind of high scores to opposition ruckman. Rowan Marshall scored 111 on the weekend playing backup ruck, which was a little bit weird. But I like English. I really like either of the Port Adelaide mids, Butters or Rosie, as a VC, not a C.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a no-brainer C option for Saturday night.
Yeah. I'm just, looking at it, Bont for me. Bont, he's just too fucking good. We'll go to 4:35 p.m. Jesus, these are staggered games at GMHBA Stadium. Geelong versus Hawthorn. Don't like it. Can we just skip?
No, we can't. Will Day.
I was just about to say, even Will Day concerns me in this one.
Nah, I like him as a VC.
Okay. Whatever you say. Next game.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck Geelong. 7:30 p.m. Oh, fuck, these are staggered games because the other game's 8:10 p.m.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to 7:30 p.m.
Well, that's only because it's in Perth.
Yeah, that's true. 7:30 p.m. Giants versus Carlton at Engie Stadium.
Like Crips in this one.
I don't like anyone.
So Crips got 142 against the Giants in round 6 this year.
Yep.
And he's a better version of Matt Rowe, who they'll go head to head. No, they won't.
No,
Tom
they
Green,
won't.
I mean.
But Tom Green is in good nick now.
Yes, he is. But no.
I'm just
saying, I don't actually like anyone in this game, don't I? Because I think this next game is the one.
That's why I said I don't like anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Anyway, 8:10 p.m. Fremantle versus Richmond. Fucking Sarong.
No.
Sarong.
No, Luke Ryan.
Either one is fine.
So if Luke Ryan's scoring 197 against them,
he's more accountable now.
Only eight weeks ago isn't enough for you. He's
playing more accountable now. No more cheap backwards kicks to him.
Only against these big teams. Luke Ryan played loose on the weekend.
Okay.
For a 116 against the best team in the league.
Okay. Lukey Ryan.
I think Luke Ryan goes nuts this week.
Luke Ryan VC.
So Sicily went massive against the Tigers a couple of weeks ago. Just this week against the Blues, Nick Newman went nuts for a 156.
Yeah.
Similar sort of role with that intercept marking and lots of kicks and all that sort of stuff. And Richmond are known to kick a lot of behinds as well. So I think Luke Ryan is the absolute no-brainer captain option here. Captain. I like Sarong. Sarong, yeah, yeah.
See, I reckon the captain's on Sunday.
See, put it this way. I'm VCing Zach Merritt on the Friday night. If he scores 125, I probably won't take it.
Ho-ho-ho! Okay.
Because I think Luke Ryan beats that. Sarong's not a bad backup option if you don't have Luke Ryan either. So 137 against Richmond earlier on this year.
I'm just saying the next game is where the C will come from for me.
Oh, if you own Max Gorn, yeah.
Yeah. Although in saying that, with no Petrarca, he's kind of gone down.
Yeah, he's got no one to tap it to.
So,
and actually, I remember West Coast actually bullied a bit. They double-teamed Max Gorn and basically tagged him for a 109 this year.
Yeah, he's... Oh,
but he's a different beast at the MCG.
When did Petrarca go down? Was that round 13? Was that against Collingwood?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's gone 114 and 79. Maybe I'm being a bit harsh because he went up against the Big O. Big O is a negator.
Yeah, I mean, it's the MCG Gorn that is like almost better than SCG Grundy. Almost.
Yeah, almost. Almost.
Do we like a Cozzy Pickett in this game, Dave?
Oh, fuck off. I knew you were going to suggest him too. And I was actually about to try and play on the next game.
if this is a Friday night game, I'd contemplate it.
Fuck. So bad. No one else in that one. The Melbourne versus Eagles one at the MCG.
Not Sunday. Your boy?
Big Flynn.
No, McGovern. Flynn's injured.
McLovin. Nah, not McLovin. Although in saying that, he'll probably be on 100 at halftime because Melbourne forwards suck. Can I just ask, Can I just ask, how the fuck is Petty? Like, weren't teams offering like a first or two first rounders for him at one stage? He's so
for shit. Who?
Petty.
Oh, yeah.
He's
they
so
should
bad.
Have taken that deal.
Oh, fuck off. Anyway, St Kilda versus Sydney. We'll get onto that. 3:20 p.m. Sunday.
I'm not sure I like anyone in this game because you're just not sure who St Kilda are going to go to tag.
Yeah. Grundy don't want Isaac Heaney to bounce back from his one.
No, because I'd be too worried about the tag.
Okay.
I'd be too worried about the tag, even though Chad Warner's been the one and Gordon could be the one, but Heaney could be the one. I think
had three sub 100 scores and there are 98, 94 and 85.
Yeah, that's why I don't think you touch this game because this is C territory.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, if you said that at the start of the season, you'd be like, C Heaney. Oh, how things can change. You don't like a Jackie Sinclair considering it's Marvel?
No, because I think he gets clamped as well.
Yeah, okay. True. We'll finish on Brisbane versus Adelaide. This one is... I still would go with a Lachie Neale myself.
You don't think he gets tagged?
But I understand
tagged?
If you go with like a Josh Dunkley.
You don't think Neale gets tagged?
To be honest, I don't know why they're not tagging the suitcase.
McCluggage?
Yeah.
He plays in the wing.
Yeah, tag that fucker. I'm actually intrigued to see how he's been going.
Very well.
He has too, fuck.
Yeah.
Just eye testing it whenever I watch their games, he's been going all right.
Not super well, actually. I like Dunkley in this one.
Yeah, it's Neil or Dunkley is fine.
But I think your captain comes from the Freo versus Richmond game.
That'll be my VC.
And Short. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, VC. You know what you can do? Oh, this is actually kind of fucked up. there's some like looping. Imagine Kruger going 100 plus and he's just sitting on the pine.
Kruger against Essendon?
Yeah.
No.
Goldie misses a week. Oh, shit. Anyway. Paddo, what's your Twitter handle?
At PAWTOSCCC.
Mine is at DANEOSCCC. Find us on Facebook, Supercoach Co-Captains on there.
Next week, we'll be back to regular scheduled broadcasting. It should be a little bit more organized next week.
Yep, and we'll actually go over, I think next week, DPP changes that have occurred and who's actually...
Yeah, all nine of them.
I so hope the horny one gets forward status because then I will swap him up forward. I'm also going to be waiting for articles to see whether or not he's actually a chance for it, though, too. If he's not a chance, fuck him off. Yeah. Anyway, from us at the Supercoach Co-Captains, I'm Dano.
And I'm Paddo.
And this is us signing.
The fuck off.
Quokka soccer.